Can you briefly review the types of clinical trials that are utilized in oncology right now, the phase one, two, and three?
Sure. There are basically three types of trials in oncology, phases of trials. Phase one trials are new drugs that are just entering clinical trials, just entering human testing. They've been tested extensively in vitro, so in animals and in test tubes, and they have activity. Phase one looks for toxicity or side effects of the drug. And in general, the traditional phase one type of testing was to increase the dosing of the drug until it gets to the maximally tolerated dose. That has changed a little bit with this influx of biological therapies, some of which don't have the traditional toxicities of myelosuppression and other toxicities that we see with the cytotoxics. So we're revising and revisiting the way that phase one studies are done. But for the most part, we're still looking at either a single drug, new drug, or a single new drug combined with older drugs to see what the maximally tolerated dose is. Once that is established, then we can move into phase two. Phase two looks for efficacy of the drug. In other words, in patient populations that are more circumscribed, for example, in breast cancer or in non-small cell lung cancer, and a group of patients are tested to see what the response rate is. In fact, in the past, we used response rate as the criteria for phase two trials. That is also changing somewhat. We're looking more for progression-free survival or time to progression. In other words, looking at an X-ray and seeing shrinkage is not necessarily the best marker for how well a drug does. Again, with the new biologicals, the fact that some of them don't cause a lot of shrinkage of tumors but are very powerful in terms of keeping cancers from growing, for example, the anti-angiogenic agents typically have that, then we can use those kinds of drugs and those kinds of studies to see how good that particular drug is. So once we test a new drug in phase two and we see a reliable either response rate or a progression-free survival that looks meaningful compared to previous drugs that we use in a particular disease, then the manufacturer makes a decision whether or not they want to take it into a phase three trial. A phase three trial is required by the FDA to get approval of the drug. And a phase three trial, the new agent is compared either by itself or in combination to the best effective therapy that's available against that disease. So again, this would be a specific group of patients, for example, first-line metastatic breast cancer patients or first-line non-small cell lung cancer patients, and they would be treated either with the standard treatment or with the new therapy, which might be the standard plus the new therapy or a new therapy alone. Those trials are usually very large and usually contain several hundred to sometimes thousands of patients, and they're looking for a benefit above what would be seen with the standard therapy or sometimes to reduce toxicity of a standard therapy. If that study is positive, then it may lead to approval of the drug.